An hour from now, U.S. President Donald Trump faces the start of open impeachment hearings into his conduct in office, the first such event in 20 years. VOA correspondent Catherine Gibson has a preview.
First to testify, one of the Democrats' key witnesses, Ambassador William Taylor. Schiff praised Taylor ahead of his testimony.
Someone who is, I think, performing another vital service for the country relating the facts that came to his attention, the very disturbing facts that came to his attention.
The top U.S. diplomat to Ukraine told House lawmakers it was clear U.S. security assistance to Ukraine was tied to that country's cooperation in an investigation into Trump's political rival Joe Biden and his family. Also testifying this week, State Department official George Kent and former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch. They told lawmakers the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, subverted traditional U.S. foreign policy channels and that providing congressionally approved U.S. aid was linked to Ukraine's compliance with the president's personal political interests.
That was VOA's Catherine Gibson. Unlike Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton during their impeachment hearings, political scientist Chris Galdieri says don't expect Donald Trump to stay uninvolved.
Because it's Trump and because he's likely to have an open mic, I think it's very unlikely that he's disciplined enough to do that. So I frankly think you can expect almost a real-time commentary on whatever's happening on the Hill once he's in front of a microphone.
A car bomb explosion rocked Kabul today. At least 7 people in the Afghan capital were killed, with at least 10 others, including children, wounded. An Interior Ministry spokesman said the early morning blast targeted a foreign private security company vehicle and that 4 company employees were among those injured. For more news, you can go online to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. A suspected suicide bomber attacked a police station on Indonesia's Sumatra Island this morning. Authorities say the attacker was the lone fatality, while some security officers were also wounded. No one has claimed responsibility. Police stations are common targets for suicide bombers in the world's largest Muslim-majority nation, which has struggled for years with Islamic insurgents. Australian officials say more than 50 homes were damaged or destroyed, and 13 firefighters were injured overnight by brush fires raging across eastern Australia. The catastrophic fires are exacting a terrible psychological toll with little cause for optimism. Victoria Dodds is with Australia's Bureau of Meteorology.
We've got really hot, we've got really dry and got really windy conditions. In some places, temperatures are going to be 6 to 8 degrees above average. And this is all ahead of a wind change. And it's that wind change today that's adding this real complexity to the forecast. And it will make conditions really challenging for our firefighters on the ground.
While the impeachment inquiry plays out on Capitol Hill here in Washington today, President Trump is set to meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the White House, a visit ripe with controversy. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Erdogan comes to Washington with a list of complaints.
Turkey's president says Syrian Kurdish fighters have failed to vacate areas along the Turkish border, despite agreements with Russia and the U.S., and says he'll talk with President Donald Trump on it. Speaking before departing for Washington, Erdogan said he would also give Trump documents listing terror attacks allegedly carried out by Maslam Abdi, the commander of the U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish-led force. Turkey wants U.S. officials to arrest Abdi. Ankara believes the U.S. nor Russia have been able to clear northern Syria of terrorist organizations within the time they promised. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Hong Kong, clashes between protesters and riot police continued overnight at the Chinese Hong Kong University, extending one of the more violent stretches in the 5 months of demonstrations in China's semi-autonomous territory. Police fired rounds of tear gas and rubber bullets at pro-democracy demonstrators, and students responded by throwing bricks and gasoline bombs. Police eventually used water cannon, then backed away. The weekday clashes, thus far unusual, followed a day of chaos as protesters erected barricades on roads and subway tracks. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam called the protesters, who threw Tuesday's rush hour commute into chaos, extremely selfish. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is recovering after undergoing surgery to relieve pressure on his brain from bleeding linked to recent falls. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Voice of OA 1.